Well, the Samaritans are always doing some great work across the Hunter, and at the moment they're having a look, got their very keen eye over the amount of young people that are homeless living on the streets here in Newcastle and the Hunter. And in the last year or so, a 66% rise in cases of homelessness. So let's have a look at that this morning with, from the Samaritans, Lauren Fisher, their community services manager. Good morning, Lauren. Statistics and numbers, but how many folks do we know of that are actually out there?
So we know that, well, we worked with over 1,000 young people last financial year, and we know that there's at least 30 to 50 on our waiting list in both Newcastle and Lower Hunter, so that's around 100 at any given moment that are currently looking for somewhere to live, somewhere safe and stable to live.
I guess when people are on the streets and they're homeless, they can become invisible to us as we just go about whatever it is that we're doing in our lives. But what is it that's pushing up the number of younger people getting out on the streets at the moment?
It's hard to know, and it's often hard to see with young people because young people will often couch surf, so they'll often go from one person's place to another rather than sleeping rough, which makes it a bit more invisible. But we do know that housing affordability has had a huge impact where families are becoming homeless and young people are often left to fend for themselves because there's nowhere safe for a whole family to go. We know family breakdown, drug and alcohol and domestic violence are huge contributors too. But it's basically just getting harder and harder for young people to find somewhere safe to live.
You mentioned housing affordability there, Lauren. I guess we're talking specifically in the rental space there, but I mean, how much of an effect is that having? Is that one of the big factors or is it more those lifestyle things like drug and alcohol?
I think housing affordability is a huge factor for young people. Often it's complex what makes people homeless, but housing affordability, we know that from the rental snapshot that Anglicare nationally did last year, that in the Hunter there was less than, I think there was only one house that a young person could afford on youth allowance. So it's often share housing and student accommodation that we look to for young people, but the housing prices have escalated a lot, and when there's a huge crisis for everybody around rental prices, young people are often the last to be looked at.
Do you think it's also a vicious cycle that the drug and alcohol becomes not necessarily the catalyst, but it becomes a flow-on effect from all the other things that are happening?
Absolutely. And drug and alcohol may be used by the young people, but it may also be used by the family. And often it's a coping mechanism for people when, things are falling apart in their life. And so it kind of becomes that cycle.
A couple of ways the Samaritans do help out and do a great job there. Well, Lauren, we've got the winter appeal, which I guess we're on the back of at the moment, but we're looking forward to the Christmas appeal. What is it that we're looking for as we run up towards the end of the year?
So basically any donations of food for emergency relief is really important. Donations of toys for the Christmas appeal are really helpful. Some of the children and young people that we work with, their families just can't afford to buy a Christmas present and pay rent or and feed themselves. So often they go without. So those things are really, really helpful. But, food is one of the major things that we're always after. So non-perishables, tins, rice, pasta, things like that can be really helpful.
Lauren, it's very sad that we have to keep having these continued type of conversations, but great to know there is help out there. We've got some information about all of that on our webpage at 2NURFM.com, but thank you for shedding a little bit of light on that with us today.
No problem. Thank you so much.
From the Samaritans, it's the Community Services Manager, Lauren Fisher, and youth homelessness and homelessness generally, sadly, on the rise.